pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We're a few minutes away from tip-off time. Right now, Northwest honoring three seniors in this program that will be leaving the program at the end of the year. Alex Sullivan, along with Bryston Williams and D'Angelo Haley. And all three have played vital roles in the success of the program over the last couple of three years.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, you know, all three of them transferring into the program. Bryston transferring back. He started out as a basketball player. Played a year of football over at Peru State, came back to play some basketball, and it's a good thing he did with his contributions and as good a player as he is out of St. Joseph. And, you know, you look at Alex Sullivan, he's going to end up right around, if not third, on the all-time list for three-point field goal percentage at Northwest. And a big part of that is what he's done this year, shooting from the outside. And, you know, for D'Angelo Haley, he's led the team in scoring throughout most of the year this year. So they've all been very important contributors to this Northwest program.
Not only Haley leading in scoring, but right now leading in rebounding as well. He goes to the boards pretty hard.
Yeah, and you know what's neat about that is he's doing that not having necessarily a consistent role. We've seen him start a lot. We've seen him come off the bench a lot, but it hasn't mattered. He's just come out and performed well no matter what situation he's been put into, and you know, that says a lot about his personality and what type of player he is, that he can come out and play at the same level, whether he's coming off the bench or in the starting lineup for Northwest.
Now, Northwest will have to face a Truman State team that presents a few matchup problems here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think the big key that they're really looking at is out at the guard spot. Truman State has a couple of guards that shoots the ball really well from three-point range. Must be something in the water in Kirksville or something like that, but those two guys, they're going to have to watch out for, and I'm talking about Tom Norton and Isaac Gardner. And one thing that Northwest wants to do is force those guys to dribble drive. I mean, a lot of times you try to stop both, but Northwest wants them so badly to put the ball on the floor, they're going to overplay the three-point arc and let those guys put it on the floor because that's where they tend to make their mistakes. So I think if they can do that, they can keep control of the ball game on that end of the floor. They can get those guys, keep them from shooting from the outside.
And not only that, they've got a guy inside, Mike Carlson, a 6'9 junior, who is averaging 16 points a game and 6 rebounds, but one of his strengths as well, blocking shots. He's got 36 blocks on the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they haven't gone up against the size that they'll go up against today against Northwest Missouri State. And, you know, part of that we've seen all year long, Northwest have that advantage in size-wise. So it'll be a tough assignment for Truman State as well.
And the Northwest men looking to duplicate what the Northwest women did earlier this afternoon. The Northwest women with a 72-65 win over Truman State. That was a good win for the Northwest women.
Yeah, absolutely was. And even though they didn't get that first-round home game because Missouri Southern did get a win today, they just have a lot of good momentum going into the MIAA tournament. And you look at Missouri Southern, the team that they're going to match up against in Joplin on Tuesday in the first round, they had three games this week, you know, and then they're going to turn right around and have a Tuesday game next week. So hopefully Northwest will be able to take advantage of that. With that situation, you almost wish the women were playing the Monday games instead of the men and really have to try to turn Southern around. But hopefully with what we saw out of the Northwest women today, they are playing their best basketball going into the postseason tournament.
We're ready to go. The officials for today's game, Bill Titcomb, along with Trent Lovewell and Chance Moore. And at midcourt to jump for Northwest will be Dylan Starzl. Starzl, a 6'8 junior. And he will get set to jump up against Mike Carlson, the 6'9 junior. And the tip is batted a couple times. Finally controlled by Starzl for Northwest. Cats from our left to our right as they open up facing man-to-man. Out to the top of the key is Wallace. Now back right side for Starzl. Now they jump into a 2-3 for the zone 4 Truman State. Right side jumper on the way. Short by Sullivan and is picked up by Truman State. Across the timeline off the right side with the dribble is Myers. High post right side for Carlson. Now out front for Corey Myers. He's got a brother on this roster as well. He'll dribble on the left side in front of the scorer's table. Finds cutting through at Jackson as he drives the lane. Lost the handle off of his thigh. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Northwest Missouri State. Seth Jackson, a 6'3 sophomore out of St. Louis, Missouri, lost the handle on it and driving through the lane. And Northwest will inbound. Go from our left to our right. Good crowd on hand for this afternoon's final regular season matchup of the season. Into the front court off the right side as Wallace looks out front. Gets it to Haley. Haley back to Wallace on the right. It was out between the circles. Bounce pass left side for Sullivan. Now to Wallace on the right side. Trying to go low with the right side. And the blocks gets it to Starzl. Kicks it back to Wallace. Cross court left side for Haley. Haley on the wing. Wants the three. Got it. D'Angelo Haley gives the Bearcats a 3-0 lead. Into the front court. Across the timeline right side, Corey Myers handling the point duties. Looks on the right wing as Carlson, the 6'9 player, steps out on the perimeter. Guarded by Starzl out front between the legs with the dribble. Not a bad ball handler for a big guy at 6'9. Goes on the left side with the pass. Tom Norton, he can light it up from 3-point range. Back right side, Carlson on the wing, drives the lane, spins down the lane right side. Should get called for a travel here as he tried to make a pivot move on Starzl at the elbow, and the turnover will give it to Northwest, and the Cats up 3-0. The inbound for Northwest. Wallace will take it from Slake. Kyle Slake getting a start this afternoon. Into the front court, left side, Wallace. Bounce pass out front. Gets it to Sullivan. On the right side, on the wing, Haley, a three from the right side is good. D'Angelo Haley knocks one down from the left a minute ago. This time steps out on the perimeter off the right wing and knocks one down, and it's a 6-0 Northwest Missouri State lead. Jackson off the right side, on the wing for Myers. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Sullivan, who's guarding that on the perimeter. Knocks it out of bounds, and Truman State will inbound once again. Seth Jackson going to the sideline, and into the game, Cole Myers for Truman State. So both Cole and Corey Myers on the floor, brothers out of Ankeny, Iowa.
I think they're hoping for a better defensive matchup with that switch against D'Angelo Haley.
To inbound, Cole Myers trying to inbound over Haley, gets the inbound off the bounce pass, and picked up by Tom Norton. Hands off for Corey Myers out front near the timeline. Looks left side. And the pass to Tom Norton. High post now at the free throw line. Is Carlson down the lane left. Into double team. Hooks lost the handle on. Tried to push the ball underneath the bucket. And is picked up by Sullivan for Northwest. Cats on the fast break. Wallace to the free throw line. Pulls up. Now to Haley left side. Haley's knocked down the first two buckets for the Bearcats. Give it to Wallace. Will dribble out near midcourt. On the right side for Slake. Right wing for Sullivan. He dribbles out between the circles. Right side, Haley. Haley to the top of the key. Bounce pass trying to go for Starzl low and stepping in front of the pass, Mark Bush for Truman State. 6-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. On the right side, the wing, Myers with a three off the front of the rim, and the rebound Slake for Northwest. And here comes the Cats. Wallace across the timeline. Left side gives it up to Sullivan. The long three off that left side hits the back of the rim, and the rebound pulled away inside by Mike Carlson for Truman State. And Northwest up 6-0. Into the front court, Mike Carlson. Will dribble with the right hand. Starzl picks him up out front. Carlson now trying to drive down the lane left. Goes into the left corner for Bush. Out of Carlson on the left wing. To the left baseline. Double team with Slake and Starzl. And a travel violation. That ball goes right back to Northwest.
I think that shows you right there why part of the game plan is to force him to put it on the floor.
Cats will inbound, go from our left to our right. They're in their home whites this afternoon with the green numerals and trim. And for Truman State, their purple uniforms with the white numerals and trim. 6-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace between the circles. Left side, Haley thought about it on the wing. Instead, puts the ball on the floor. Goes cross-court right side, Wallace. Wallace on the right wing for Starzl. Bounce pass, trying to go low. Bush steps in front of the pass. Starzl on the floor, comes off with it, gives it back to Sullivan. He tries to dribble out of a double team, and a foul coming up. On the floor, and the foul was on Mark Bush, I believe.
I tell you, it's not too often you can commit a foul while you're laying down on the floor, and that's the way it happened for Bush.
So Cats will inbound the far right corner. Inbound right side, finds Sullivan. Looking at man-to-man defense now out of Truman State. On the right side is Haley, trying to look high post with it for Starzl. Instead goes cross-court left. They get it to Sullivan, trying to drive the baseline, and a block foul coming up on Truman. And this time the foul on Tom Norton, trying to cut off the baseline. He thought he was there in time to force a charge, but instead gets called for the foul. 6-0, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound to Haley, baseline left. With the dribble, trying to post up, spins, fadeaway jumper, rims around and out from 12. Slake trying to fight for the rebound, now controlled by Starzl for Northwest. Will bring it out and set up a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Still 6-0, Northwest down the lane right side. Wallace kicks into the left corner. Sullivan out front left. Haley, another long three off the front of the rim this time. Rebound tipped. Slake comes down with it. Puts right back up and in. Kyle Slake with the bucket, and it's an 8-0 lead for Northwest over Truman State. And Truman State head coach Matt Woodley wants to talk things over. A good start to this game.
Yeah, Cats just outworking Truman State on both ends of the floor. You can tell they want it. And, you know, Truman's only gotten one shot off. They got a three-point look, and that's been it. Otherwise, Northwest has been able to dominate as much as you can dominate 4 minutes into the game.
And while we have a chance, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Isaac Gardner into the game for Truman State, 6'4 junior out of Washington, Iowa, averaging almost 8 points and two boards a game. But he has knocked down 58 threes on the season. And he's coming off the bench and enters during the timeout. Into the left corner, Cole Myers, a 3-attempt long go. Rebound tipped by by Wallace for Northwest. And it's controlled by now by Starzl. And he'll give it up for Haley down the right sideline. Wallace between the circles. Going right side on man-to-man defense. Out between the circles for Sullivan. Bounce pass low right for Starzl. Out of a double team. Brings it to the perimeter. Brings it out front for Wallace. Off the left side is Sullivan. Sullivan, left side, finds Haley. Bounce now goes on the baseline left for Slake. Brings it back out front left for Sullivan. Shot clock's at 7. Out of Wallace. Wallace between the circles. Dribbles right side. Goes left side for Sullivan. Launches the three with one on the shot clock. Rims out. Rebound. Tips Lake will get it. But a whistle and a foul coming up. And this will go on Northwest. I believe Starzl will get called for reaching over as he tried to tip that rebound.
Might have been a bit of an anticipation call. There was zero contact there by Starzl.
Picks up his first foul. Truman State with two team fouls in the half. 15 minutes left in the first half. Across the timeline, Corey Myers. Bounce pass to the top of the key. Gets it to Patrick Burmeister. Looks right side for Cole Myers. Now back left side. A three put up by Gardner. Short may have been deflected. Ball loose underneath. Controlled by Northwest. Dan Slate. Out of Wallace. Wallace into the front court. To the right wing. Bounce pass into lane for Starzl. Through a double team. Tries to go up with it and a foul inside. This one to go on at Truman State. Official Bill Titcomb to make the call. And this foul will go on Cole Myers. That will be his first. We also have a break in the action. 14:38 left in the first half. Northwest 8, Truman State nothing. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
8-0, Northwest Missouri State in front of Truman State. 14:38 left in the first half. That's some good defense played by Northwest right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's tough against any team, no matter who they are, to hold them scoreless this far into the ball game. It'll be interesting to see how long the Cats are able to do that. And even the shots that they've allowed have not been real good shots by Truman.
Wallace will inbound for Northwest. Baseline left gets inbound to Williams. Quick touch pass into the lane, and they get it to Kozad. Puts it up in, and a foul off the right side of the bucket. This foul goes on Patrick Burmeister. That is his first foul, and it gets Grant Kozad to the free throw line. Grant just entered the game during that last timeout and got a quick bucket. Goes to the line to try to make this a three-point trip down the floor. And the free throw on the way. Rims around and around and in. Now an 11-0 Northwest lead. Pressure in the backcourt. Across the timeline right side goes Corey Myers being pressured by Bryson Williams. Looks left side, Burmeister in the arc, into the lane. Now backs out, goes to the top of the key for Corey Myers. Right side for Cole Myers. On the right wing, Carlson out on the perimeter, the 6'9 player, brings it out between the circles for Myers. On the right side, that's Cole Myers. Now to Carlson, into the lane, near the free throw line, pivots down the lane off the right side, whistle and a foul as there's some contact. And this one will go against Northwest. And this one, Tyler Funk will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. Second team foul on the Bearcats. Bulldogs with four team fouls. And this will get Mike Carlson to the free throw line, the 6'9 junior of Superior, Wisconsin. An 87% free throw shooter for the 6'9 player, knocks down the first one. Truman State as a team, sixth in the conference in free throw shooting percentage at 72.6%. First point of the game for Truman State, second one good for Carlson. And it's an 11-2 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Carlson will go to the sideline. And in is Tyler Anderson for Truman State. Cats in front, 11-2, into the front court off the right side, Wallace. Now to Funk at the top. Bounce pass in the lane, four Kozad. Pivot spins to his left into the lane as he tries to go up for the shot. Another foul and another chance at the free throw line for Grant Kozad. And this time on Tyler Anderson, who just checked into the game, a 6'5 sophomore at West Des Moines, Iowa. And let's get Grant back to the line. Grant, a 74% shooter on the year coming into today's game. Grant's really contributed as a sophomore. And his free throw takes a bounce off the back of the rim. 11-2, Northwest Missouri State in front. Last meeting between Northwest and Truman State as members of the MIAA. Bulldogs moving to the Great Lakes Conference after this season. Kozad hits the second. Truman State, Northwest, and Central. Right now the three original members of the MIAA and will be down to just two after this season. Pass on the right side, knocked out of bounds by Wallace as Corey Myers on the right sideline tried to go into the right corner with it, and Wallace anticipated, but it was just a little bit late getting there.
It's interesting that Truman's last two games in the regular season have been Central and Northwest.
And also, if you want to look at their last three, Lincoln involved with that, and Lincoln, a longtime member of the conference, not an original member, and they've been kind of in and out of the conference, but three of the traditional teams that Truman's played here in the last of the season. On the right side, Myers. Myers out front. Gives a right side. Behind the back with the dribble is Cole Myers. Out of Corey. Dribbles to the right baseline. Cut off. Trying to go low left side. Does. Gets the pass to Burmeister. He lays it up and in. And it's a 12-4 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats open up an 11-0 start to this game. Into the front court right side, Wallace. Out between the circles. Finds Funk. Left wing. Finds Williams. Dribbles to the top of the key. Wallace, high post right for Kozad. Kozad, one dribble. Back to Wallace on the right side. Now to Sullivan, left side, with 13 on the shot clock. To Williams. Williams on the left wing. Dribbles out front. Gets it to Wallace. Between the circles with 6 on the shot clock. Dribbles left side. Now down to 3. Gets it picked by Kozad. Dribbles right side. Takes the runner. It's off the back of the rim. And the rebound with the one hand pulling it down was Burmeister. And we'll give an outlet for Myers. Cole Myers, top of the key, left side to his brother. Out front left. Now between the circles, Corey Myers. Finds at the free throw line. Gardner wants to fade away over Wallace. Takes a high bounce on the rim and then hits the top of the backboard. Rolls down, but they'll wave it off, and Northwest Missouri State will inbound.
Yeah, it also got a piece of the shot clock. So once it hits the shot clock, it's out of bounds. And shot clock actually knocked it in. So it's two for the shot clock.
Sullivan, Kozad, and Williams goes to the sideline. Into the game for Northwest, Starzl Slake, and seeing his first playing time this afternoon, Connor Crooker. Crooker missed Wednesday night's game in the win over Nebraska Kearney with a high ankle sprain, but good to see him out there this afternoon. Across the timeline, Wallace dribbles between the circles, looks right side for Crooker. One dribble back to Wallace left side. Near the left sideline for Haley. Haley out of a double team. Hooks the pass low left for Slake. Kicks it back right side on the wing. Wallace open the three on the way. Rims in. Now Wallace knocks down the three off the right side. Just his 10th three of the season. That doesn't shoot often, but he knocked that one down. And it's a 15-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Cole Myers off the left side. Guarded by Kirker. Seth Jackson to the left wing. Dribbles out to the top of the key as Haley picks him up. Now to Carlson. Now on the perimeter. Hands off on the right side for Cole Myers. Now to Carlson, a fadeaway three off that right side over Starzl, knocks it down. Mike Carlson at 6'9 can play out on the perimeter. That's his 24th three of the season. 15-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. 11:37 left in the first half. Wallace into the left corner will dribble out to the top of the key. Pulls up, cross court right, Crooker. Right wing finds Haley. Haley dribbles to the top of the key. Looks left side for Wallace. High post left for Slake. Kicks it back to Wallace. Right side on the wing for Haley. Haley at the free throw line. Spins, brings it back to Wallace off the left side. Shot clock's down to six. Wallace left side spins down the lane. Lost the handle on the ball. Stripped out of his hands by Corey Myers for Truman State. On the outlet to Cole Myers. And he is it right in stride. And Cole Myers lays it up and in. 15-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Kirker between the circles for the Cats, going from our left to our right in this first half. In a 2-3 zone, Kirker dribbling out front. Pulls up, now finds Wallace between the circles. 10:45 left in the half, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Wallace dribbling out near midcourt. Now over toward the left sideline, gets a screen by Starzl, down the lane he goes. Comes up and finds Haley. Haley knocked to the floor, ball out of his hands, and is picked up at the scorer's table off the left side by Corey Myers. Tries to kick it low left side, and he overthrows it. It goes out of bounds off of Wallace. Now they're going to say it went the other way, or are they going to get now give it to Truman? He went three different ways here. Now finally the Bearcats will get it.
I think he thought initially that it had gone off the back of Matt Wallace, but another official comes in that had a little bit better angle and wasn't on the run halfway backwards down the lane. And they get the call right.
15-9, Northwest Missouri State in front of Truman State. Kirker into the front court, looks left side for Haley. Now back cross court right side, Williams. Into the right corner for Kirker, to the right wing with the dribble. Crossover dribble, pulls up, bounce pass right side for Starzl. Starzl brings it back to Kirker, cross court left for Haley. 2 minutes left in the first half. Haley at the top of the key finds Williams right side. Trying to go low with it for Starzl. Knocked loose by Carlson. Picked up by Williams. Williams has it stripped out of his hands and a foul now. Five on the shot clock as Williams went chasing after that loose ball in the lane and was fouled. And the foul will go on Truman State. So Northwest Missouri State will have it following a timeout with 9:55 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 15. Truman State 9. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University welcomes the Grammy-winning Parker Quartet to campus to perform as the next installment in its 2012-13 Encore Performance Series. The Parker Quartet, accompanied by famous pianist Shai Wozner, will perform at 7:30 Monday, March 11th in the Mary Lynn Auditorium at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. All tickets may be purchased at the Student Services Center on the first floor of the Administration Building from 8 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday.
15-9, Northwest Missouri State in front of Truman State. They've led the entire half. They jumped out to an 11-0 lead, but 15-9 now. For the timeout, Mike Carlson committed the foul on the Bearcats. Quick inbound left side for Haley. Haley trying to post up into lane on Jackson. Spins up with a shot and a whistle coming up and a travel violation on Haley trying to make that move to the bucket. 15-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Haley Kirker, Williams, Starzl, and Schlake on the floor for the Cats. Into the front court left side, Corey Myers dribbling in front of the Bearcat bench. A long bounce pass into the left corner for Tom Norton trying to go into the lane. Stolen by Schlake. Picked up by Haley. Across the timeline. Dribbles left side. Fires the dribble. Cross court right side, Kirker to the right wing, Williams. Williams now finds Starzl baseline right. Starzl with one dribble out near the perimeter. Expires the dribble. Needs someone to help out. And we'll get a timeout called here. Stopping the clock with 9:18. Left in the first half, and Northwest Missouri State in front 15-9.
Yeah, Stars are just kind of caught in an awkward position out there on the sideline, out beyond the perimeter, about halfway between the corner and the wing, and just kind of an uncomfortable spot for a big man to try to get a look to get rid of the basketball. Much more comfortable looking from the inside out.
Bearcats had an 11-0 lead to start this game, Matt, and we're seeing Truman State slowly kind of work their way back in here.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, with the three-point shot, and Truman can hit some threes, that can get teams back into the game really quickly. And, you know, they've been able to work from the perimeter a little bit more than they were early on in the ball game. But any team that can shoot from the outside, you can't count them out.
Bearcats will inbound right in front of the Truman State bench. Inbound comes right side for Wallace. Dribbles between the circles. And will hand off for Haley near the timeline. Back to Wallace on the left wing. Gets a screen by Schlake. Wallace down the lane right side. A little runner on the way off the front of the rim. No, fight for the rebound. Haley and Starzl went skying to try to bring that down. And a foul coming up on Truman State. Haley had the rebound. And then was fouled from behind. And this one will go on Mark Bush. And that will be Bush's second foul. Williams goes to the sideline. Sullivan back into the ballgame for Northwest. Bush will take a seat for Truman State. And back into the game, Patrick Burmeister. D'Angelo Haley at the line. Shooting two. First one rims in. Haley with 7 points this afternoon. He scored the first 6 points of the game for Northwest on a couple of threes. Senior in the Bearcat program, honored before the game. Second free throw rims around and out. Schlake trying to reach over, come up with a rebound. Gets called for the foul. A little bit out of position. Fighting for the board with Mike Carlson. And Kyle Schlake will pick up his first foul.
Team foul number three.
Third team foul on Northwest. Truman State right now with 17 fouls. Pressure is across the timeline with the dribble. Goes Corey Myers. Guarded by Sullivan. Lines at the free throw line. Seth Jackson down the lane right. Drives. Little right-handed runner and a whistle and a foul. Coming up a block on Northwest. This will be D'Angelo Haley. He'll pick up his first. Fourth team foul on the Cats. And they're going to say this was while Seth Jackson was going up with the shot. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Jackson, a sophomore out of St. Louis, Missouri. A 6'3 player. Averages 77% at the line this year. And his first free throw just barely gets to the rim. He was last year's 2012 Freshman of the Year in the MIAA. 16-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Northwest, and Starzl chases it down in the corner. So Northwest from our left to our right, a 16-9 lead. Out front, Schlake. Right side for Wallace. Low post right for Starzl. Up with a shot, and it's good. Out of a double team, is able to muscle that one up and in. Dylan Starzl with his first two of the game. It's an 18-9 Northwest Missouri State lead. Out front with the dribble is Norton. Now left side for Myers. Corey Myers drives and misses the layup inside. And the rebound, Haley clears it away at midcourt with a pass to Wallace. Wallace to the top of the key, long pass right side. Sullivan in front of the Truman State bench takes the 3-1 go. Starzl with the board, picks it left side, finds Haley. Now to Wallace on the left side. Cross court right side, finds Sullivan. Bounce pass Wallace, high post left for Starzl. Trying to go low with the ball, tipped away in the lane, and finally controlled by Seth Jackson for Truman State. 18-9, Northwest Missouri State in front. Corey Myers into the front court right side. Guarded by Sullivan, dribbles to the top of the key. Hooks the pass out front for Carlson. Drives through the lane on Starzl, pivots, and finds cutting the bucket. Burmeister misses the shot, and the ball knocked on the baseline out of bounds off of Burmeister, and it'll belong to Northwest Missouri State. Back into the game, Cole Myers for Truman State as Seth Jackson goes to the sideline. 18-9, Northwest Missouri State in front with 7:40 left in the first half. Now Wallace to walk it across the timeline left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Gets a screen by Sullivan. Goes cross court left side. Haley. Bounce pass. Low left for Starzl. Out of a double team. Dribbles out of it and brings it to Haley on the left side. Out between the circles. Wallace. The swing at right side. Sullivan on the wing. Back to Wallace at the top of the key. Left side on the wing for Haley. Haley with the dribble. Spins down the lane. Pulls up. 13-foot jumper off the left side. Won't go. And the rebound to at Truman State. Myers pulls it away. And he'll take it across the timeline. Corey Myers spins on Sullivan between the circles. Goes to Cole Myers on the right side. Inside the arc, his pass out front. Tipped away by Haley. He chases it toward the sideline, but can't pick up, get to it near the right sideline. It'll belong to Truman State.
Northwest really making Truman work offensively. Any look that they've gotten, they've really had to work for. Part of the reason why they're not shooting the basketball real well right now.
Funt, Cozad, and Williams into the game for Northwest. And a substitution for Truman State. As Burmeister goes to the sideline. And back in the game, Mike Carlson. Inbound on the right side for Cole Myers. Now top of the key, Corey Myers at the free throw line, pivots, Throw the right side for Tom Norton. Down the line, tries to dish it to Carlson. Tip up in the air. Controlled by Northwest. Williams with him. Across the timeline. Through the lane. To the bucket off the right side. Lays it up. Misses the layup. And Carlson with the rebound for Truman State. And he just about got away with the double dribble. He double dribbled with it, knew he did it, then just stopped, and then the officials called the double dribble.
Well, I think had he not reacted to it the way he did, he would have gotten away with it.
So the turnover will go to Northwest. The inbound underneath the bucket off the right side. Wallace into the right corner. Funk. He dribbles into the lane with it. Goes back to Wallace, left wing. Dribbles out and goes cross-court right side, Sullivan. Out of Williams on the right wing. Back cross court. Left for Wallace. Back to Williams. Williams with a left-handed dribble. Pulls up. Finds in the lane. Kozad posts up with a right-handed hook from the five out there. Yeah, Kozad has a little patented a right-handed hook shot there. It's a tough one to defend. Knocked that one down, and it's a 20-9 Northwest Missouri State lead over Truman State. Cole Myers off the left wing. Into the left corner for his brother. And bring it out to the top of the key. Corey Myers to Cole on the left side in front of the Bearcat bench, a long three. No, fight for the rebound. A couple players go flying. Carlson for Truman State and Funk for Northwest. And they're pointing at Funk, who will get called for the foul. That'll be his second. Both ended up on the floor right in front of the Northwest bench, both on their back. Fifth team foul on Northwest. Truman State with seven. Matt Patterson into the game now for Truman State. Patterson, a 5'10 senior, she'll bind on Missouri. Norton with the inbound, left side for Patterson. Drives on Sullivan, pulls up on the wing off the left side. Now Brent Carlson, right side, trying to drive as Anderson gets called for a travel. And the turnover right back to Northwest. Boy, the Bearcats defensively making things tough on Truman State.
That's the 10th turnover of the game for Truman so far.
20-9 at Northwest Missouri State in front. Patrick Burmeister back into the ballgame. And to the sideline goes Mike Carlson. 20-9, Northwest in front. 5:50 and left in the first half. Wallace at the timeline. Goes between the circles. Starzl back to Wallace. Low left for Kozad. Kozad out of a double team. Picks the right side. Sullivan on the wing with the three. Rattles around and out and underneath the bucket of whistle and a foul. Fighting for the rebound. Just to go on Truman State. And to get called on the foul, Tyler Anderson. That'll be his second. And this gets Grant Kozad back to the free throw line. Grant 2-3 from there this afternoon with 6 points coming off the bench. Isaac Gardner into the game. And Tom Norton goes to the sideline. 1-1 opportunity at the line for Kozad. 6'8 sophomore out of Kearney, Missouri. And the first of two rattles, or rather be just one now as it rattles around and out. And the rebound to a Truman State. Into the front court on the right side with the dribble is Cole Myers. Right wing pass. Gets it to Isaac Gardner. Gardner on the right side for Anderson. Out front left side Patterson. Patterson to the left wing. And the ball thrown away, chased down into the backcourt, and hustling after it is Isaac Gardner. Say the ball was deflected, so Truman State will keep it off the top of the key for Cole Myers. Shovels a pass left side with three on the shot clock, and a long three put up and missed by Matt Patterson in the rebound Northwest. Williams across the timeline, goes cross-court right side, Wallace. Now to Sullivan, hooks a pass baseline right, there's Kozad, takes a look at the jumper and misses it from 12 out, and the rebound to Truman State. Across the timeline, Patterson to the top. Looks left side. Off the wing for Myers. Spins to the left wing, to the left baseline. Finds on the left Isaac Gardner in front of the Bearcat bench. Out to Patterson. Slips, but keeps his dribble. Back pedals near the timeline, off the right side, trying to drive on Sullivan. Bounce pass right side and toward the corner for Tyler Anderson. Out between the circles, Cole Myers. Shot clock at 7. Back to Gardner on the right side. Caught up in the air. Dishes to Truman State's Tyler Anderson driving to the bucket and a foul. This one to go on Northwest. Grant Kozad picks up the foul. That'll be his first break in the action with 4:17 left in the first half. Northwest 20, Truman State 9. We'll be back right after this. 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
4:17 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 20, Truman State 9. The Cats jumped out to an 11-0 lead to start this game, and they've had the lead the entire way. Out of the timeout, Truman State will go to the free throw line. Tyler Anderson fouled before the break. 6'5 sophomore from West Des Moines, Iowa. Go to the line where he's a 49% shooter this year. Averaging 6 points a game. And the first of two is good. Truman State right now just 3 of 10 from the field. 106 from a three-point range. Northwest shooting 37% from the field, 7 of 19. Second free throw is good for Anderson. Knocks down both. Mike Carlson back into the game, the 6'9 junior for the Bulldogs. Northwest up by 9. Wallace to walk it across the timeline. Head off the left side by Tom Norton. Pass pass low left for Kozad. Spins to the bucket as he spun around Carlson and knocked it down. Nice spin move at the block off the left side. And Northwest in front 22-11. High post right side Carlson. Hands off for Corey Myers. Now to the free throw line. Burmeister looks on the left side on the wing. Finds Norton. Now left side down the lane. Myers knocked loose and goes out of bounds. Haley trying to get a hand on it. Knocks it out of bounds and belong to Truman State. 19 on the shot clock, 3:47 left in the first half. Gardner inbounds out front for Carlson. Right side pass for Corey Myers. Pivots between the circles. Looks on the right wing for Gardner. To the baseline. Spins into the lane. Up with a fadeaway jumper. Knocks it down. But they're going to wave it off. A travel violation off that spin move. And Northwest Missouri State will have it off the turnover.
Yeah, it looked like one of the Bearcats had just stepped maybe on his toe or on the side of his shoe. And that's what got him off balance and forced him into that travel.
22-11 Northwest Missouri State in front. 3:27 left in the first half. Out front Starzl. Now to Wallace. Wallace dribbles to the top of the key. Williams right side to the right wing, Haley. Haley dribbles to the free throw line, slides to a halt, brings it out front, left side, Wallace. Wallace down the lane, kicks it back right side, Haley. Thought about the three, instead drives through the lane himself. Little runner on the way, takes a bounce off the left of the rim, gets his rebound underneath the bucket, tries to kick it back out front, but it is stolen by Burmeister for Truman State. 22-11, Northwest Missouri State in front. Now to Corey Myers, kicks it back right side, Gardner on the wing with the three, knocks it down. Isaac Gardner with his first bucket of the game, 59 three-pointer of the season, and a 22-14 Northwest lead. Wallace into the front court left side, a bounce pass right on the wing for Williams. Dribbles top the key to the free throw line. Left side in the corner, Wallace open, takes the jumper, got it. A three-pointer from the left corner for Matt Wallace. His second three of the game, Northwest in front, 25-14. Yeah, Matt doesn't shoot the ball often, but it's knocked down a couple threes, and that'll just open things up a little bit more for everyone else when he knocks down a jumper or two. Off the left side, Gardner, out of a weave, finds Tom Norton out front. Norton with the dribble to the free throw line, cross court right side for Corey Myers. Down the lane, a right-handed layup is good as he went down the lane on the right side. His first two of the game, and it's a 25-16 lead for Northwest, just under 2 minutes left in the first half. On the left side, Williams on the wing. Dribbles to the top. Goes cross court right side for Wallace. Into the lane off the right side for Starzl. Posts up and in with the shot. Dylan Starzl with 4 points. 27-16 Northwest. Get a win for Northwest this afternoon. Could get them third seed in the MIAA postseason tournament and a bye out of the first round. Between the circles is Carlson. Left side on the baseline for Tom Norton. Cut off by Williams. He'll dribble out and a little bit of a bump and a foul. And this one will go on Bryston Williams. That'll be Bryston's first foul. Blake and Sullivan into the game for the Cats. And to the sideline goes Starzl and Haley. Norton at the line. He's been held scoreless this afternoon. He's a very good free throw shooter. Tops in the MIAA at 92%. The knee bend and the free throw short off the front of the rims. And Slake with the rebound for the Cats. 27-16 Northwest. Wallace will walk it across midcourt. Hands off to Williams. Back to Wallace on the left wing. Gets a screen by Slake. Pulls out between the circles. Left side on the wing, Sullivan. One dribble, cross court right side, Wallace to the right wing, Williams. And he dribbles up with left hand to the free throw line. A runner in the lane and a collision and a foul as he got caught from behind. And this foul will go on at Norton. That will be Tom Norton's second foul. And Williams a little bit shaken up as he tries to get to the free throw line.
And went down kind of awkwardly the way he was hit going up with that shot. Did not see it coming.
Bryston Williams, a 77% shooter this year at the line. Coming into today's game, 45 of 58 at the charity stripe. Senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette. Now Norton sent over to the sideline. Might be bleeding just a bit. And Cole Myers will come into the game to take his place. Williams at the line to shoot two. First one, nothing but net. It's his first point of the game. 28-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under a minute left in the first half. And the second free throw is good. 29-16, Northwest. They've led the entire half. In the backcourt, Corey Myers being pressured by Sullivan as he'll take across midcourt from our right to our left. Hands off on the left side for Isaac Gardner, out top of the key. On the right side, finds Corey Myers, and a strip loose picked up by Wallace. Here comes Northwest on the break. Wallace to the bucket, and lays it up, misses it, but was fouled from behind as Carlson trying to catch up with him will commit the foul. And that will be his second foul. That gets Wallace to the free throw line. Matt this year, a 62% shooter from the line. Trying to add to the Bearcat lead. So we're up 29-16. Free throw to her.
Into the ballgame for Truman, to Seth Jackson. You know, this has been kind of a ho-hum game compared to some of the matchups between these teams over the years. We've seen some great ones, and this one doesn't necessarily rank right up there toward the top so far.
Wallace hits the second free throw. 14-point Bearcat lead with 38 seconds left in the half. Across the timeline goes Cole Myers. It's the largest lead of the half for Northwest. On the right wing, Isaac Gardner will bring it to Seth Jackson, who backpedals with the dribble near the timeline. 19 seconds left on the shot clock. Now 20 seconds on the game clock and 14 on the shot clock. As Truman State wants to milk the clock down to the end. 30-16, Northwest in front. Seth Jackson on the left wing. Brings it to Burmeister on the right side. Takes a jumper inside the arc. Rims out, and the rebound Slake for the Cats. Clears it away. Outlet goes to Wallace. His outlet is knocked away and will go out of bounds at the scorer's table. Knocked away by Corey Myers with .6 seconds left in the first half. So Wallace to inbound. And tosses it up in the air. Trying to get a tap in by Kozad. Can't get it done. And the buzzer sounds to end the first half with Northwest going into the locker room at halftime, leading the entire first half. They lead 30-16 at the end of the first half. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Arena right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back at Bearcat Arena, we're at the half, Northwest in front of Truman State at 30-16. This pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And the Cats up 30-16. Matt Corner, as you were saying before the end of the half, kind of a ho-hum type of first half, but one of the nice things about it, Northwest just pretty much going out and taking care of business.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the good part about it. It's good that it's ho-hum for the team and the fact that they are in the lead and they're winning the game. But, you know, for the fans, we got a great crowd out here today, but you haven't heard a lot out of them because it has been kind of a ho-hum game. But as long as Northwest is in the lead, that means you've got a chance for exciting matchups down in Kansas City potentially. So, yeah, we've seen a lot of great games through the years, and I guess maybe you'd hope for the last MIAA game between the two teams to be one of those barn burners. That's a real exciting win for Northwest, but just so far haven't seen that. And a lot of that because the way Northwest is playing defensively. They're keeping Truman State from having any success on the offensive end, and that's kind of what's made it a bit of a ho-hum game.
And one of the things they're doing defensively, keeping the ball out of the hands of Tom Norton when he's been on the floor. He's a guy that averages double figures. He's knocked down 61 threes on the season, and he hasn't been able to even take a shot out of the first half.
Yeah, and that has been an important part. And then any of the shots, really, that Truman has gotten, most of them they've had to work their tail off for, and it's a lot harder to knock down a good percentage when you haven't been able to, or when you've had to work that hard just to get the look and get the shot opportunity. So as long as they keep that up, you know, it's a very winnable ball game here today.
Earlier this afternoon, the Northwest women with an exciting win, defeating Truman State 72-65. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women, Mark Kellogg, as he'll talk to Matt about that win. That's coming up right after this 90-second timeout. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Carol Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back out of Bearcat Arena, 30-16. The Northwest men with the lead over Truman State at the half earlier today. The Northwest women with a 72-65 win over Truman as they will now advance to the MIAA postseason tournament and head down to Joplin. for a matchup on Tuesday night. And Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg joining us. Well, coach, the important thing, you guys got your end of the deal done. I know you needed a win and a Central Oklahoma win today, but what a performance by your team today for a last regular season game.
Yeah, it was big. That was a huge win for us. It's, in a sense, a program builder when you get a ranked team in your gym, a fifth team in the region right now. You know, that's a huge step for our kids. And yeah, you're right. You told me when we were off air that was as close to 40 minutes, and you're dang right. That was as close to 40 minutes as we could possibly play. Some lulls in there, of course, but that's basketball. It's the game of runs. But yeah, I really liked our effort, liked our energy. We defended really well. I thought we took them out a lot of the things that they like to do. Which is a credit to our players. So, yeah, that one feels really good. We're going on the road, but at this point, you know, it's not all bad for us. We're playing better. Maybe we're peaking, as you say, in basketball at the right time. You never really truly know, and I think each night matchups dictate that a little bit. But for us, we're just excited to keep playing. I mean, our kids were jacked after this one, and I'm sure they'll be excited to get back at it on Tuesday.
You had five players in double-digit scoring. How important is it against a good team to spread the wealth, I guess? And really, it wasn't just offensively and scoring. You kind of spread the wealth, rebounding, and really all over the floor.
Well, yeah, and even bigger when we had five in double figures and Nelson and Matthews weren't two of the ones that were in. I mean, that's what's even a bigger testament. You know, we went with a little bit smaller lineup. We just matched up with Timber at the four, just a little bit better, you know. So we went with that. Not that that's going to happen very often because Annie's having a great year. So, you know, we just changed some things up. But Timber was great. I loved Meredy off the bench today. Alexis Bay off the bench on senior night was fantastic. So, yeah, I still say when we're at our best, we're a balanced basketball team. We share the basketball. You have to defend us at all five positions. And that's pretty hard to do, you know. And at this level, it seems like most times you get one or two kids maybe that have a weakness that you don't necessarily have to defend. But we think we have five kids that can score and score in a variety of ways.
And it seemed like with Truman, now they hit 11 threes today, but it seemed like you didn't let them string them together, which is really where it gets dangerous. You know, they were spread out enough that none of them felt, because when we looked at the stats, saw they had 11, I thought, that doesn't feel like 11 threes.
Right, no, and I said that even to the girls after the locker room and even before the game, that we needed them to be in the 6-7 made three range. If we get into 11, 12, 13s, we may be in for it a little bit. And yeah, you're right, the one stretch in the second half, I think they had hit two, maybe back-to-back or two out of three possessions, they did hit some threes, and it's kind of timeout, let's regroup here, make sure we're eliminating that here pretty quick. But yeah, they didn't get a ton of great looks. They hit some late too, and that's okay. You know, the late issue for us was obviously free throws, so we need to get that corrected real quick. Luckily, they didn't score behind our missed front ends of 1-1, but that was six potential points we left on the board with the three front end misses.
When you look at rebounding, the first half, not good, really. You got out-rebounded by 12, but boy, they really turned it around in the second half, and second half rebounding was much better.
Yeah, it was better. It still wasn't great. You know, that and turnovers have been the Achilles heel. We got the turnovers figured out tonight. That might have been the season low, maybe not, but it was pretty close at 13. So we gave them a goal of 14 or less before the game in turnovers. And so, you know, these games late, they're just, every possession is so magnified, you know, and it's just, it's so important. Every possession, every loose ball is a big deal. So you've got to be able to try to at least limit or at least keep the possessions the same. And if we can do that, I think we'll outshoot people. You know, because we just shoot it pretty well like we did tonight. It's just we're going to get in trouble if we, you know, aren't making shots and giving extra possessions to another team. And late in the year in the postseason, that's just magnified.
Of course, the trip down to Joplin on Tuesday, a matchup with Missouri Southern, a very solid basketball team. You did face them earlier in the year, quite a long time ago now, it feels like now. But it just seems like your team has come a long ways, not just since that point, but just the last 2 weeks of the season, your team has made some big strides.
Yeah, no, I think we have. You know, we still need a big step on the road, and this is going to provide a huge opportunity to go win one on the road in the biggest game of the year, obviously. But we thought when we were down there earlier, we almost let one slip away a little bit, that we had it in control for a lot of the game, and then we just went through, again, like that 6 or 7 minute stretch, if I remember correctly, in the second half where they just kind of got that lead and we never recovered from there. But it's not one of those, you know, where you're just looking at like, oh, we got to go to Southern, or we can't beat them. I mean, we just think right now we're playing pretty well. It doesn't really matter who we play. We don't get overly concerned with that at this point. Our kids are just excited to be playing and playing well. I mean, it's fun to come off the best win of the year going into the conference tournament. I mean, and that's where we are right now. And for us, I want the seniors to go out great, and I want our young kids to get the experience. And, you know, I'd love to get to Kansas City, obviously, to do that. We got to win on Tuesday night.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you Tuesday.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That's Mark Kellogg, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Women. Again, their win tonight, or this afternoon, 72-65 over Truman State. Right now at the half, the men with the lead, 30-16. We'll be back and look at some of the first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. Northwest Missouri State Senior Tyler Shaw will be the lone representative of Bearcat Track and Field at the 2013 NCAA 2 Indoor Track and Field National Championships next month. Shaw returns to the national championship meet in the 60-meter hurdles after sitting out the 2012 indoor season. The senior set a Northwest school record in the 60-meter hurdles at the Concordia Invitational and proceeded to break his own record in grand fashion at the 2011 National Championships in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State at the half in front of Truman State, 30-16. The last regular season meeting between these two teams as Truman State leaving the MIAA for the Great Lakes Conference. So we look at the totals. Northwest shooting 44% from the field, 10 of 23. 4 of 10 from three-point range and at the free throw line, 6 of 10. For Truman State shooting 39% out of the first half, 28% from three-point range, 2 of 7. And 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Northwest is out rebounding Truman State 14-10 at the half. And Northwest with 6 turnovers at the first half and 12 for Truman State. Leading the way in scoring for Northwest, two players with 7 points apiece and one with 8. Grant Kozak coming off the bench with 8 points out of the first half. D'Angelo Haley and Matt Wallace with 7 apiece. And for Truman State, no one in double figures either. They're led by Mike Carlson with 5 points. Again, we're at the half, Northwest 30, Truman State 16. We'll be back and ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena, Northwest and Truman State going through the warm-ups here to get ready for a second half play. Bearcat men coming into this game with a 17-8 overall record and a 10-6 conference record. Truman State 9-16 and 6-11. A win for the Bearcat men will put them into the number 3 seed in the MIAA postseason tournament and play Thursday in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium in the quarterfinals of the conference tournament. A loss for Northwest could also get them a first round bye with the number 4 seed depending on the rest of today's action, or even a possible 5 seed in a home berth on a Monday night here at Bearcat Arena. But Northwest goes through the second half, continues to take care of business. They would get the 3 seed and a first round bye in the conference tournament. So that's what Northwest is shooting for here in the second half. And for Truman State, they've clinched a spot in the MIAA tournament. It's the first time since the 2006-07 season. Also, their 9 wins this year, the most since that year as well. And they've had as many road wins this year, 4 as they had combined in the last 4 years. So it's a team that's been making some progress here in the last year or two under head coach Matt Woodley. Just the 11th head coach in program history at Truman State. And trying to get things turned around for the Bulldogs. And for the Bulldogs, they'll have the ball to start the second half. They go from our left to our right in their traveling purple uniforms with the white numerals and trim. Northwest in their home whites with the green numerals and trim. Across the timeline off the left side, Corey Myers dribbles out to the top of the key for Tom Norton. Back left side for Seth Jackson down the lane. Throws it away, trying to go into lane. Knocked off of Sullivan's hands. Picked up on the right side by Corey Myers. Drives, misses the layup. And the rebound to Northwest, then pulled away by Northwest D'Angelo Haley. 30-16, Northwest Missouri State in front. Right side Sullivan, now to Slake out on the perimeter. Between the circles, Wallace. Left side, Haley. Now to Slake, low left side. Drives baseline into the right corner with the pass for Sullivan. Sullivan through the lane, a little runner on the way, off the glass and good. Alex Sullivan with his first bucket of the day. 32-16, Northwest in front as they continue to expand their largest lead, now at 16. At the free throw line left, Seth Jackson goes cross court right side for Mike Carlson. Into lane he goes. Pivots on the left side, goes baseline right for Bush, who picked up a couple early fouls. Now into lane for Jackson. She dribbles inside, whistle and a foul coming up. This will go on D'Angelo Haley. That'll be number two on Haley. Hey, D'Angelo having a very good game this afternoon. Not only offensively, he hit the first two buckets of the game for Northwest, a couple of three-pointers, but playing some very good defense out there. Ball left side for Mike Carlson, trying to spin on Starzl. Finds cutting through the lane, Jackson. She goes up with a shot at whistle and a foul. And this will go against Northwest. And Haley will pick up another foul. So he picks up two quick fouls to start this second half. And that will get Bryston Williams off the bench and getting ready to check in for Coach Ben McCollum. At the free throw line, Seth Jackson shooting two. 6'3" sophomore out of St. Louis. And the free throw is good. Williams in, Haley to the sideline. 32-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw, nothing but net. 32-18, Northwest in front. Cats from our right to our left in this second half at Bearcat Arena. Wallace goes cross court right side, Sullivan. Sullivan drilling past Norton to the baseline on the right side. Now to Starzl out on the perimeter, back to Sullivan. Brings it between the circles, Wallace, left side for Williams. Williams and a bump and a foul as he tried to drive on Seth Jackson, and he will pick up his first foul.
Looks like they're going to call it a little tighter in this second half than they did in the first.
Boy, the first couple minutes, pretty good indication. Slate takes the inbound on the right side, goes to Williams' left side. Wallace to dribble on the right wing with it. Now looks and trying to go low. Instead, goes to Sullivan out between the circles to Williams' left side. Takes it to the top of the key. Finds Starzl cutting through the lane on the right side. Off the glass, won't go. On the rebound inside, Seth Jackson for Truman State. He breaks it out with a dribble to the front corner on the left side. Lobs it right side for Norton. Norton backpedals, takes his first shot of the game, a three off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound inside, controlled by Starzl. Alec goes to Sullivan. Across the timeline to the right wing. Out top the key to Starzl. Left side Wallace. Cross court right side Sullivan. Sullivan dribbles through the lane to the bucket. Left-handed runner off the glass won't go. The tip-in is good. Slake with the tip-in. 34-18, Northwest Missouri State. 17-37, left in the game. On the left side, Corey Myers to the top of the key, Bush. Dribbles right side, high post. Hands off to Jackson, cutting through the lane. Left-handed runner won't go, and the rebound, Northwest, and Starzl clears it for the Cats. Alec Wallace. Wallace gallops to the top of the key, pulls up. Finds Slake trailing on the play. Back to Wallace as Northwest sets up the offense. Wallace to dribble out near midcourt, being met by Corey Myers. Hands off to Williams out front. Now to Wallace on the left wing in front of the Bearcat bench. Dribbles to the top of the key to the free throw line. Gets caught up in the air. Goes cross court left. Sullivan sets up. Wants the long three off the front of the rim. Rebound tapped by Slake. But it's controlled by Truman and Corey Myers. Dribbles to the right wing. It's bounce pass. Finds Bush cutting through the bucket. Lays it up and in as he had a step on Starzl cutting through. And for Bush, that's his first bucket. Northwest in front by 14, 34-20. 16:40 left in the game. Williams on the right wing. Out front left for Wallace. Trying to lead Starzl in the blocks as he was cutting into the lane. And the pass as tip goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. Kozad into the game. Starzl to the sideline. Grant's had a good game right now. Leading the team in scoring coming into this second half. Wallace to inbound. And all the way out front as Sullivan leaps up and brings it down. Goes cross court right side Williams. Left-handed dribble to the top of the key. Right side Wallace. Now to Williams between the circles. Wallace right side. Playing catch out on the perimeter. Wallace dribbles to the free throw line, tries to kick it back left side, but gets called for a travel first as he was backpedaling at the free throw line out of a double team, and the turnover gives it to Truman State. Patrick Burmeister in the game, 6'9", sophomore out of DeWitt, Iowa. And we'll get Bush to the sideline. Also into the game, Cole Myers for Truman State. 34-20, Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound, Seth Jackson will take it across midcourt. And hands off to Corey Myers, who's guarded by Sullivan, who's been all over him this afternoon. At the free throw line, Burmeister with the dribble, hands off and gets it to Seth Jackson, trying to go low left, does. Nice pass in the blocks off that left side, gets it to Mike Carlson, who is able to put it off the glass and down. It's a 35-22 game, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 16 minutes left in the first half. Sullivan, cross court, left side Williams to the left wing Wallace. Dribbles to the free throw line, pass on the baseline for Slake, reverse layup off the right side, won't go. Fight for the board underneath the bucket, it rolls to Carlson for Truman State. Allied at midcourt to Seth Jackson off the left side. Now to Cole Myers. Myers getting a pick by Carlson. Brings it back to Carlson out front. Left side finds Myers. Cole Myers back to Carlson. Left side on the perimeter. Open over Kozad. Knocks down the three. Mike Carlson with his second three of the game. He goes into double figures with 10 points. And we've got a timeout. 34-25 as Truman State calls the timeout. The Bearcats in front 34-25, 15-21 left in the game. We'll be back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
34-25, Northwest in front of Truman State. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest has never trailed in this game. They opened up an 11-0 lead to start the contest. Led by as many as 16 here in the second half, and 34-25, the Cats in front. Wallace across the timeline, looking man-to-man defense, long bounce pass top of the key for Tyler Funk, who checked in during the break. Bounce pass low right side for Kozad, off the glass, won't go, and the rebound inside by Mike Carlson for Truman State. Now to Corey Myers at midcourt. Bounce pass left for Cole Myers. The free throw line for Carlson behind the back with a pass driving the lane right side. Corey Myers in a foul. And this will get Corey to the free throw line. Grant Kozad picks up his second foul. And another timeout. 14:56 left in the game. Northwest 34, Truman State 25. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
The overwhelming response by Northwest Missouri State University employees and students to a renewed effort to curtail energy usage resulted in more than $60,000 savings during the month of December. Prior to its winter break, Northwest asked students and employees to reduce campus energy use by taking simple actions such as lowering thermostats and turning off and unplugging items. The response and additional conservation measures taken by Northwest Facility Services led to 17% drop from the previous year.
34-25, Northwest Missouri State in front of Truman State. Corey Myers fouled before the timeout. We'll go to the line to shoot two. Earlier this afternoon, the Northwest women with a 72-65 win over Truman State. Up next for the Northwest Wildcats, Missouri Southern at Tuesday. Free throw by Corey Myers just barely gets to the rim. That ought to be a pretty interesting matchup, second time around, Northwest and Southern on Tuesday.
Yeah, Southern had three games this week. They played Monday, Wednesday, and obviously today. So see what kind of late season legs they've got underneath them on Tuesday. And Northwest, a much better team than the first matchup.
And Cole Myers hits the second free throw, 34-26, Northwest in front. Yeah, I think right now the Northwest women might be playing as good a basketball as they played all year. On the right side, Sullivan on the wing. Bounce pass baseline for Funk underneath the bucket. Trying to pivot away from things. Got underneath and will get called for a three-second violation. And unfortunately got caught in a double team underneath the bucket. Couldn't get rid of the basketball. So the turnover will give it to Truman State. Northwest in front 34-26. Well, the Northwest women head to Joplin on Tuesday to face Missouri Southern. The Northwest men playing for a bye in the first round and a third seed in the tournament. On the right side is Corey Myers. Now to Seth Jackson through the lane and a block coming up. Whistle on a foul here. And this foul on Northwest, Bryston Williams. Number two on Bryston. Fourth team foul on Northwest in the second half. Dylan Starzl back into the ball game, into the sideline goes a Kearney native as well, Tyler Funk. Now front right side, Corey Myers. Looks left side for Cole Myers. Through the lane, the runner all the way to the bucket, misses the layup. Had an easy look as no one came to check off on him as he went through the lane. Rebound Starzl for Northwest. On the break, left side, Sullivan, a 3-1 go. Fight for the rebound inside, put away by Cole Myers for Truman State. 34-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. Seth Jackson on the left side, out front for Carlson at the top of the key. Right side for Cole Myers. To the top of the key, Carlson again, a 3 over Starzl, nothing but net. Mike Carlson knocks down his third 3 of the game. He's got 13 points. He really plays more effective out on the perimeter than he does inside for a 6'9 player. 34-29, Truman State trying to get back in this game. Bounce pass, low left for Starzl from Wallace. Back out left for Williams. Back right side, Sullivan, a long 3. It's off the rim right, rebound into the lane, pulled away by Truman State. With it is Seth Jackson. And for Truman State, an 11-0 run over the last 3:25. Out front, right side, drives Corey Myers to the bucket off the glass. No, and the rebound to Starzl and Northwest. Now at right side, Sullivan into the front court right wing. Out top of the key, Starzl. Left side, Wallace. Now to Williams between the circles. Back left side, Wallace. Cross court right side for Sullivan. To the right wing, Williams. Out to the top of the key for Wallace. Low left for Starzl. Post up on the left. And a fadeaway good from 4 out. Dylan Starzl with 6 points. First bucket of the second half. 36-29. Northwest in front. That breaks an 11-0 run by Truman State. Into the front court. On the left side is Corey Myers. Driving. Losing the hand on the ball. On the left side was Cole Myers. And the ball tipped out of bounds. And it'll belong to Truman State.
Starzl getting a little bit frustrated. He's taken a ton of contact, even on his made shots inside, and just hasn't gotten a call all day. He just wants one or two of those. He knows he's going to take a little bit more of a beating down low because of his size and strength, but it's been happening all day, and he hasn't gotten a single call.
Haley into the game, and he knocks the pass away on the inbound, but it goes right side for Carlson. Haley in place of Sullivan. Now Carlson drives the baseline, misses the shot on the layup. Rebound tipped a couple times on the baseline. Out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest off of Carlson. 36-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Both teams have had an 11-0 run in this game. The Cats with an 11-0 run to start the first half, and for Truman State here early in the second half. 36-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace into the front court between the circles, finds Haley. Haley at the top of the arc. Goes back right side for Wallace. Now to Haley left side. Back to Wallace on the right. Low post right side for Starzl. Pivots through a double team. Lays it up and in. They overplayed him inside, and Starzl's able to double with a nice pivot out of that and have an easy look inside. 38-29, Northwest Missouri State in front. And a timeout by Truman State head coach Matt Woodley. 38-29, the Bearcats in front of the Bulldogs. We'll be back to Bearcat Arena right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
With a steal off the inbound, the Bearcats will have it on the right side. Cozad on the perimeter on the wing, out between the circles, Wallace, left side Haley. Northwest in front, 38-29. 11:22 left in the game. Cozad in the blocks left side. Out front, Wallace on the right side. Haley wants the three. Puts it up off the front of the rim. Rebound at the free throw line for Truman State. Across the timeline, right side, Corey Myers on the right wing. Will hand off. Give it to Tom Norton. Right side, Carlson, the 6'9 player, and wants another three. This time over Cozad on the right wing and knocks it down. 16 points for Mike Carlson. And Carlson is 4 of 4 on three-point attempts today. 38-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Haley to the free throw line, through the lane, and the runner on the left side of the bucket with the right hand is good as Haley knocks it down. It's got 9 points, and it's an 8-point Bearcat lead, 40-32 with 10:45. left in the ball game. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
40-32, Northwest in front of Truman State, 10:45 left in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Truman State with it following the timeout as Corey Myers into the front court, goes right side, brings it out front for Bush. Now left for Cole Myers. To Carlson on the perimeter to the left baseline, into a double team, a fadeaway too hard from six out, and the rebound on the baseline out of bounds. Over the long two, Truman State off of D'Angelo Haley. Northwest in front by eight. They've had as big as a 16-point lead in the second half. Inbound right side, intended for Norton, tipped out of bounds by Wallace. Over long to Truman State. 10:25 left in the game. Should the Bearcats hold on to the lead, they could be the number three seed in the MIAA postseason tournament and receive a bye in the first round and a trip to Kansas City. Mouse pass on the right side goes to Corey Myers through the lane left. Backpedals, brings it right side for Cole Myers. Takes a jumper on the right side from 13, knocks it down. It's his fourth point of the game, and it's a 40-34 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Wallace out front, looks left side for Williams. Now to Wallace, back pedals near the timeline. It's a man-to-man defense out of Truman State. They played some man and some 2-3 this afternoon. Out to the top of the key, Williams drives right side past Norton to the bucket, lays it up in, but a foul on the floor beforehand. This should go on Tom Norton. And that will be Norton's third foul. And a break in the action. 9:56 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 40, Truman State 34. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest 40, Truman State 34. Northwest has never trailed in this game. An 11-0 start to the game for the Bearcats put them in front. But Truman State using an 11-0 run in the second half came right back in this ball game. Again, the Bearcats in front 40-34. Wallace to inbound off the right side of the bucket. And gets it to Williams into the right corner. During that timeout, Alex Sullivan checked back into the game for Northwest. Wallace out between the circles. Dribbles right side, finds Kozad, now left side for Williams. Williams through the lane, finds Sullivan, wide open off the right sideline, misses the shot, an air ball, rebound by Stars, will try to go up with the shot, missed it, but was fouled, and we'll get to the free throw line. Kind of a rare shot by Alex Sullivan that didn't draw iron that time. Stars hold to the free throw line, fouled by Burmeister, and that's his second. Dylan Starzl's first free throw is good. And for Dylan, 9 points this afternoon. 41-34, Northwest in front of Truman State. Second free throw, good. So double figures for Starzl. 42-34, Northwest. Cole Myers into the front court. Drives on Wallace to the right of the lane. Back pedals. Now takes a free throw line. Hands up with the free throw line for Seth Jackson. Off the left side for Cole Myers. Now to Corey Myers, his brother. Dribbles out between the circles. Guarded by Wallace. Crossover dribble. Slips as he falls to the floor. Scoops the pass on the right side. Burmeister out the right side with it is Myers. Shot clock's at 5. Out front, Burmeister, ball fake, takes the long three, got it, nothing but net, just barely cleared the rim, his first three of the game, and his first of the season, and it's a 42-37 game, Northwest Missouri State in front of Truman State. Off of the right side, Williams on the wing, cross court left, finds Sullivan, now to Wallace, low left for Kozad, out of a double team, back to Wallace, out front for Williams, right side Sullivan, between the circles, Williams, left side Wallace. Wallace backpedals with 11 seconds on the shot clock. Dribbles in front of the scorer's table off the left. Shot clock now at 6. Pulls up, takes a jumper inside the arc on the right side. Rims around and out of the rebound. Seth Jackson for the Bulldogs. 42-37. Northwest holding on to the lead. 8:24 left. Down the lane, left side ball knocked out of bounds by Williams. As Seth Jackson went driving through the lane off the left side, Williams knocks it out of his hands out of bounds.
I thought that this half would be called tighter with the first minute and a half, 2 minutes of this game, but they've gotten back to the way the two teams were really playing in the first half, which is pretty physical basketball.
Mike Carlson back in the game for Truman State, takes the inbound out front left. The 6'9 player turns, takes the jumper, a three-pointer won't go. Long rebound to the right corner, hustling after Seth Jackson for Truman State. To the free throw line with the dribble, bounce pass left to the bucket. Layup is missed by Cole Myers and Northwest with the board. Wallace with a long pass down, the floor tipped away, picked up by Sullivan. Kicks it back out to Wallace, and Northwest will set up the offense with a 42-37 lead. Wallace near midcourt. He's guarded by Corey Myers, who creeps out after him. To the top of the key, Williams turns, faces the bucket, and finds baseline left. Kozad, ball fake, up with a shot off the blocks. Won't go, the tap in by Starzl out of bounds, and will block to Truman State. Well, that's unfortunate. They had a good look inside, and Kozad just couldn't get it to fall. Schlake into the game. Kozad to the sideline. Also, Williams to the bench for Northwest as D'Angelo Haley re-enters. 42-37, Northwest Missouri State in front. 7:42 left in the game. Corey Myers at midcourt, met by Sullivan. Man-to-man defense out of Northwest. A long bounce pass left side for Cole Myers. Nearly knocked loose by Wallace. Behind the back with the dribble. Brings it to Carlson. Carlson out to the top of the key. Fires the dribble. Finds high post for Meister. Back to Carlson. He'll dribble into the right corner. Spins on Schlake. And a little runner won't go. Rebound Starzl for Northwest. Now it goes to Haley. Dribbling down the right sideline into the front court. And it'll slow it up as the Bulldogs back on defense. Still a 42-37 Bearcat lead with 7:07 left in the game. Wallace bounce pass low right for Starzl. Starzl double team, kicks the pass cross court left, finds Haley. It's in front of the northwest bench, dribbles out of it, and goes into the top of the key. Now bounce pass left side, goes Sullivan. Takes right, goes left to the baseline. Now to Slake on the left wing. Out between the circles, Wallace. Four on the shot clock. Wallace with another long three. It's off the back of the rim. Slake trying to fight for the rebound. Tips it to Termistate and Burmeister. Here comes Termistate on the break. Across the timeline right side, Myers. Corey Myers finds Seth Jackson. Spins down the lane. Up with a shot. Good. They're counted in a foul. Strong drive through the lane for Seth Jackson. He has 4 points all coming in the second half. Foul went down the lane. And this foul on Kyle Slake, that'll be Slake's second foul. And a potential three-point chip down the floor for Truman State.
Well, Truman's been chipping away at the lead. The Cats led by 16 at the very early part of this second half. And Truman has taken their time getting back into it. And I tell you, it's kind of nerve-wracking, but you got to think at some point, like you usually see after a double-digit lead, that Truman's going to wear down a bit and Northwest be able to start pulling away. But like to see that sooner than later.
Jackson's free throw is good. It's a two-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 42-40. And as Matt mentioned, a 16-point lead early in the half for Northwest. Cut down to two. Northwest has never trailed in this game. Sullivan on the left side on the wing. Out to the top of the key for Starzl. Finds Haley on the right side. Haley out front for Wallace. Wallace left side for Sullivan to the left baseline with the dribble bump and a foul. This will go on Cole Myers. That'll be Myers' second foul. And it'll be the fifth team foul on Truman State. And check it, just the fourth team foul on Truman State. Northwest with five out of the half. Wallace inbound to Haley. Quick of the bank off the left side. Good from 10 out. As D'Angelo Haley took the pass in midair and then banks it down. It's a four-point Bearcat lead, 44-40. 6 minutes left in the game. Out front is Carlson. And finds Burmeister, drives the baseline on the left side, has the easy layup. And he has 7 points, and it's a two-point game. Once again, Northwest 44, Truman State 42. Into the front court with the dribble is Wallace for Northwest. And man-to-man defense at Saddle Truman State. Out front, Haley at the top of the key. Chased by Tyler Anderson to Wallace. Free throw line, jump stop, kicks it left side, Sullivan. Sullivan, cross court right side for Wallace. 12 on the shot clock, low post right. And a double team for Starzl. He dribbles out of the double team to the right wing. Six on the shot clock. Pivots. Now five. Finds Sullivan to the right corner. Dribbles through the lane. Dishes the left side for Slake. Off the glass. Good. Great feed by Sullivan. Finding Slake wide open in the low post off the left side. And Kyle finishes off with a bucket. And Northwest in front 46-42. Northwest with a timeout. 5:15 left in the game. Cats in front, 46-42. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allows students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
46-42, Northwest Missouri State in front. They've led the entire way, but Truman State trying to fight back in this one. The inbound comes to Cole Myers, and he will give it to Seth Jackson. He'll take him to the front court left side. Out between the circles, dribbles left side. Out to the top of the key, Cole Myers. Back left side, finds Seth Jackson. Wants the jumper inside the arc, won't go, and the rebound Northwest. Clearing it away, Wallace for the Cats. He'll walk it across the timeline. Dribbles right side. At the top of the key for Funk. Back left side for Sullivan. Low left side for Haley. Haley with the dribble spins as he makes that spin move underneath the bucket off the left side. Gets called for the travel. And we've got a break in the action. 46-42. Northwest Missouri State in front of Truman State with 4:36 left in the game. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by national investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group. Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, the Carol Herzog REMAC Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Bearcat Arena with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Northwest holding on to a 46-42 lead over Truman State. Again, Northwest up by 16 at one point in the second half, but you have to hand it to Truman State. They've come right back in this one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and so far they haven't shown the usual signs of wearing out after coming back from double digits down. And you know, hopefully the Cats will get it turned on here after the last media timeout.
Into the front court, left side, Cole Myers for Truman State. For Meister out front, looks on the right wing for Myers, and that is Corey Myers, and a whistle and a foul. This away from the basketball, I believe, and the foul on Northwest. Tyler Funk will get called for the foul. That's number three inside. A little bit of push and shoving going on underneath, and it's a 46-42 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Inbound, Seth Jackson through the lane, a little right-handed shot as he drives, whistle and a foul. And they're going to count the bucket. And the foul on Northwest. Tyler Funk quickly picks up another foul. That'll be his fourth. Seth Jackson gets credit for the bucket. He's got 7 points all coming in the second half. And a chance to pull Truman State to the closest they've been since the opening tip. It's a 46-44 game right now. Jackson had a chance on this trip down the floor to bring Truman State to within one. And he does. Hits the free throw. He is 4 of 6 at the free throw line. It's a 1-point game. Northwest in front, 46-45. Northwest was up at halftime, 30-16. And led by 16 early in the second half. Wallace across the timeline. Wants to dribble on Corey Myers. Out front for Cozad. Now to Wallace on the right. Cross court left side for Williams. Williams with the dribble to the top of the key. Pulls up left side on the wing for Sullivan to the left baseline. Underneath the bucket. Reverse layup off the right side. Good. Strong drive to the bucket by Alex Sullivan. Northwest up 48-45.
Yeah, usually we've seen him do all of his work or most of his work out on the perimeter, but showing there he can drive and score.
Out top the key, Cole Myers. Hands off to Seth Jackson. Top of the key. Down the lane. Into left side, Burmeister. Out front, left side, Carlson. A fadeaway three over Starzl. Nothing but net. Mike Carlson continues to be impressive out on the perimeter. And it's a tie game at 48. First time this game's been tied since the opening tip. Carlson now 5 of 6 on three-point attempts today. Left side, Wallace. Low left forward, Cozad. Cozad with one dribble. Brings it out front. Almost throws it away. Chased down by Wallace at the timeline. Again, we're tied at 48. This after Northwest had a 16-point lead in the second half. Wallace drives to the bucket, lays it up and in off the right side. Now Wallace with 9 points. Cats by 2, 50-48. 3:04 left in the game. Carlson at the top of the key. Dribbles inside the arc, falls to the floor with a bump with Starzl, and Starzl will get called for the foul. Not a popular call here at Bearcat Arena.
No, because Starzl was actually moving away from him. They got their feet tangled up, and that's what tripped Carlson up. So that's why the Bearcat fans feel like it shouldn't have been called a foul, because there was no intent to contact by Starzl, but there was.
For Carlson, he goes to the free throw line where he hit two free throws in the first half. This free throw hits the front of the rim, the backboard, and then in. 20 points for Carlson. Carlson, an 87% shooter at the free throw line, averaging 16 points and 6 rebounds a game. Second free throw on the way, good. And it's a tie game at 50. 2:55 left. Wallace will walk it across the timeline on the left side, being met by Corey Myers. Pulls up the dribble, finds Cozad out on the perimeter. Now to Williams. Williams, right side for Sullivan. Drives the right baseline underneath the bucket. Gets caught up in the air and a whistle and a foul. This will send Sullivan to the free throw line. Pitcher Bill Tickham to make the foul. That's Patrick Burmeister with the foul. That is his third. And this will get Alex Sullivan to the free throw line to shoot two. Sullivan's first trip to the line today. Alex, an 83% shooter on the year at the charity stripe. Knee bend, the free throw, and too hard. Northwest as a team, 8 of 13 at the free throw line today.
Every point crucial. These free throws are big.
Cats and Dogs tied up at 50. Second free throw is good. So Northwest with the one-point lead, 51-50, 2:39 left in the game. In the backcourt with the dribble, Corey Myers has a little bit of trouble with it with Sullivan on him. He will take him in the front court, left side, through the lane. A little out of control, but a block coming up on Northwest. Kozad tried to slide over and force a charge. Instead, we're going to call for the foul, and that will be Grant's third foul.
Yeah, he was there in plenty of time, but the contact wasn't square up. He just got a piece of his left arm and shoulder there, and I think if that would have been more squared up contact, you probably would have seen the charge call instead of the block.
Corey Myers going to the free throw line where he's 1-for-2 today. Another good free throw shooter at 73%, freshman out of Ankeny, Iowa. He has a chance to give Truman State their first lead of the game with 2:31 left. Free throw is good. That ties the game up. It's a 51-51 game. Second free throw coming to Myers. And it's on the way and good. So Corey Myers gives Truman State their first lead of the game. 52-51 coming at 2:28 left. And in the front court, Wallace. Between the circles. Finds Williams at the top of the key. Drives down the lane to the bucket. Right side blocked away, but a foul. Carlson got the block, but I think the foul coming instead on Jackson. We'll see. As a foul coming up on Truman State. It will be on Seth Jackson. That'll be number two. So Carlson got the block clean, but it was Jackson who got the body of Williams as he went up with the shot. And this will send Bryson Williams to the line to shoot two big free throws for Northwest. As Northwest has a chance to regain the lead. Free throw by Williams rattles in. 3 points for Williams, all coming at the free throw line this afternoon. D'Angelo Haley into the game. Kozad to the sideline. We're tied up at 52 with 2:19 left. Back to the free throw line goes Bryson Williams, senior from St. Joseph. Sights, shoots, and hits. Cats with a one-point lead, 53-52, 2:18 left. Cole Myers across the timeline, left side. Swing the circles, Burmeister almost got called for a travel there. Got the dribble down just in time on the right side, Myers. Myers to the top of the key, to the free throw line. Scoots the pass out front for Cole Myers. Back to Corey Myers, to the baseline on the left side. High post right for Jackson. Seth Jackson, back right side. Carlson on the wing with a three. Nothing but net. Mike Carlson, another three. And it's a 55-53 lead for Truman State over Northwest.
Timeout, Truman.
Truman State wants to talk things over. We'll keep it here with 1:50 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State down 55-53.
Carlson, 6 of 7 on three-pointers in this game today. That's just an incredible effort by Carlson. Of course, that means he leads the team. He's the only one that scored in double figures for Truman State. He's got 24 points, so it's been a heck of an afternoon for Carlson, mainly outside the arc. And you don't see that often out of the tallest player on the floor for a team, but that's the way it's been for Truman today.
Yeah, and he's really been more effective out on the perimeter than he has been inside.
Well, I think that probably suits his game a little bit more. Height doesn't always necessarily determine where you play best, and he's not real strong. He's tall, but he's not real strong, so he would have a tough time playing most of the time inside. He'd get beat around pretty good, so he looks comfortable out on the perimeter, and he's taking advantage.
1:50 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State down by 2, 55-53. They had a 16-point lead early in the second half, only to see this Truman State team come back and make a game of it down the stretch here. And for Northwest, they'll come out of the timeout with Wallace, Sullivan, Haley, along with Starzl, and Williams. Sullivan will inbound for the Cats as Northwest goes from our right to our left. Wallace to take it across the timeline on the left side. Out between the circles. Gives it to Sullivan off the left wing for Williams. Down the lane he goes. Stops up with a shot in the lane. Too hard off the glass. And the rebound. Carlson for Truman State. A two-point Bulldog lead over Northwest with 1.5 minutes left in the game. Into the front court, left side, Cole Myers. Between the circles, a long bounce pass on the right side for Seth Jackson. Jackson out between the circles, looks left side for Corey Myers. Dribbles on the left. To the right, Wayne Carlson, another three, and knocks it down again.
And he had a hand in his face. Williams was out there, but Carlson's just unconscious.
58-53, Northwest Missouri State trailing with a minute left in the game. Wallace out between the circles. Bounce pass, finds Williams out front. To the free throw line, a jump stop out of a double team. Ball knocked loose, and finally corrals it. Finds Sullivan on the right wing. He takes the three. It's off the and underneath the bucket, out of bounds. Just barely grazed the net. Starzl couldn't get there for the rebound, and the ball belongs to the Bulldogs with 46.2 seconds left. Northwest down 58-53. Seth Jackson with the inbound. It's bobbled by Myers, but it's picked up by Jackson. And now to Cole Myers. He'll take it in the front court right side, and it's fouled by Wallace, stopping the clock with 39.9 seconds left. And Northwest trailing 58-53. 5-point lead for Truman State, their largest of the game. And this will send Truman State to the free throw line. Cole Myers will step up. For Northwest, they needed a win to have the 3 seed in the postseason tournament. A loss, they could still be a 4 seed in a bye, but need a little help. And they could be a 5 seed and play on Monday night. Free throw good by Cole Myers. Making it tough for the Bearcats. One more free throw coming. And that's on the way. Misses too hard. Rebound comes to Northwest. 59-53. Northwest Missouri State down. 36 seconds left. Haley with the dribble into the right corner. Knocked loose. Back pedals. Wants the three. Misses it. Rebound. The putback by Wallace in the lane won't go. And the rebound pulled away by Burmeister inside. And a foul. And they'll go to the other end to shoot free throws with 26.9 seconds left. Wallace will pick up the foul. That's his first. Or check that now. His second. Angus Burmeister to the line, the 6'9 sophomore from DeWitt, Iowa. He has 7 points, and 5 of those coming in the second half. Strong comeback for Truman State this afternoon. The first free throw is good. Now a 60-53 lead. 26.9 seconds left. And the second one is good. 61-53, Bulldogs in front of Northwest. Haley will take the ball at the top of the key. Wants the long three attempt and got it. D'Angelo Haley knocks down the three up front. He's got 14 points and a timeout, Northwest. 61-56 with 23.3 seconds left. Bearcats with a hill to climb here with 23.3 seconds left, trailing 61-56.
Yeah, you got to get a steal. I mean, if you keep sending them to the free throw line, the chances to win are going to be very slim. So need to get a steal on the inbound pass here and get a quick shot off. And with it a 5-point game, you don't necessarily need a three. I mean, if you can get a three and knock it down right away on the first opportunity, great. But you don't necessarily have to have that. So just the best shot available is what you're looking for.
Cats out of the timeout with Starzl, Wallace, Williams, Sullivan, and Haley. They're on defense. Full court pressure as Carlson will inbound for Truman State. Gets the inbound. The left side, Cole Myers, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest. They got the double team and the ball out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest off of Cole Myers. So they got the turnover. Now with 21 seconds left, they'll inbound baseline left. Northwest down 61-56. Wallace to inbound. Gets the inbound to Haley. The three on the left side. Rims around and out. And the rebound inside Carlson. Clears it and a foul. Williams with the foul. 16.4 seconds left. They go to the other end to shoot free throws. And Cats got that turnover but didn't convert.
Yep. And, you know, they elected to try to get a look from three. Not a terrible look from three. Probably could have gotten a better one. But since you don't have a lot of time to work with, you got to take what you can get.
Mike Carlson, the 87% free throw shooter, to the free throw line for Truman State. Perfect 4 of 4 from there today. Free throw is good. And he has 28 points.
And he is the reason why Truman State's probably going to win this game today.
Second free throw good as well. Now a 63-56 lead for Tournament State over Northwest. Haley races into the front court. Almost lost the dribble. Takes the long three way out there. Misses too hard in the chase for the rebound. Williams trying to save it inbound. Dustin Wallace turns. Takes a three with 5 seconds left. And the rebound pulled down by Corey Myers for Tournament State. And the outlet goes to Cole Myers. He'll just dribble it out. And Northwest lets a 16-point lead in the second half slip away as Tournament State defeats Northwest this afternoon. 63-56, the final score. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Bearcat Arena, Northwest Missouri State comes up short in this matchup with Tournament State this evening, actually this afternoon, as Northwest had at one point a 16-point lead in the second half, early in the half, but you have to hand it to Tournament State. They just slowly worked their way back in, and Mike Carlson with a strong ball game and really a strong second half, as he had 5 points at the end of the first half, and Carlson for Tournament State ends up with 29 for the game, and he really single-handedly brought Tournament State back and got them to win.
Yeah, I mean, you felt like eventually he was going to cool off. I think he only missed 1 3 today, and that's just unbelievable, unless you're only taking 1 or 2 threes, but he just kept knocking them down. They slowly worked their way back, and we saw a rarity today. You see teams come back from double-digit deficits a lot, but they rarely win the ball game. So Truman did it just right today, especially with that three-point shot.
Bearcats had a chance to be the number three seed in the postseason tournament with a win. Now, they can still get a bye in the first round and go in as anywhere to 4 or 5 seed here, but would have been nice to go in on a little bit of a roll there.
Yeah, the way it looks for Northwest, they just basically need a Washburn loss tonight. Washburn will be in a matchup coming up in a little bit, and if Washburn loses, the Cats can still get a 4 seed, but Washburn picks up a win there, it might not end up real good news for Northwest.
And it's Washburn and Central tonight. That'll be a heck of a matchup.
Yeah, it really should, and that's going to be played, I believe that's at Lee Arena, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So that obviously then would favor Washburn because they play tough there at home, but that's definitely a game that Central can potentially win.
And again, Northwest Missouri State in the men's game here loses as they lose to Tournament State, 63-56, the final score. Again, 63-56, the final score. Truman with the win over Northwest. Back with the Extra Effort Award right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Theater Northwest's successful run of a Neil Simon classic.
Unbelievable. unbelievable performance. Barefoot in the Park, Neil Simon's play. Our students, both the cast and the crew, have just done, I mean, they've knocked it out of the park on this one, John. They always do, actually. And Theater Northwest is the performing group directed by Dr. Theo Ross. And Theo is just he's a gem. He is somebody very, very special. You talk about artisans and people that really, really are at the top of their profession. Theo's it. And, you know, John, as they put their set together, they get professional design instructions and they do all kinds of research. And as they talk about the casting and practice behind it, you and I think sometimes, well, how do the basketball players practice, et cetera? What do the coaches do for schemes and all that? Same exact thing. And it is just unbelievable, the amount of preparation. But the guest performances have been great. I mean, we had Ron Houston the other night. He brought down the house. We're so thankful for Ron and everything he does for the university. But obviously got some acting talent, too. Jasinski was out there, John. But, you know, that's small potatoes. It really is. It's all about our students. And they, I'm enthralled. I was so impressed and just very happy about being part of that, very honored to do that, but more importantly, what they do. And again, it ties into them going out into the world and getting into their profession. And we actually had one of the originals that starred in Neil Simon's Barefoot in the Park from New York back in the 60s.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking to John Coffey about Theater Northwest's recent production of a Neil Simon classic.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State loses to Truman State 63-56 as they close out the regular season. Northwest at 18-9 and 11-7. Truman State improves to 10-16 and 7-11. Time now for our Extra Effort Award. And if you look at a guy inside for Northwest today, Dylan Starzl with a big day.
Yeah, double-double for Starzl. 10 points, 10 rebounds. And like we talked about, he was getting knocked around pretty good today. Eventually, he got kind of frustrated. Now, he was hitting a lot of those shots when he was getting beat around a little bit, but he got frustrated that he wasn't getting any calls inside. He probably could have gotten a few. Like I said, he knows he's going to be knocked around a little more than most players because of his size and his ability inside, but even through the frustration, still played hard down low for Northwest.
Starzl, our Extra Effort Award winner with 10 points and 10 rebounds. He is 4-5 from the field. A guy that leads the MIAA in field goal shooting percentage at 62.2% coming into today's game. Another good day inside, 10 points and 10 rebounds. He was also 2 of 2 at the free throw line and helping Northwest this afternoon. Looking at some of the other totals out of this, for Northwest on the day, shooting 39% from the field, 20 of 51. They were 5 of 22 from three-point range for 23%. At the free throw line, 11 of 16 for 69% from there. For Truman State, they ended up shooting 47% from the field, 9 of 16 on threes. And of those 9, 7 of those came from Mike Carlson. He was 7 of 8 from a three-point range. They got a three-pointer from Isaac Gardner back in the first half and a three from Patrick Burmeister, and that was it. And for Burmeister, that was his first of the season, so he picked a good time to have a three-pointer here today. As a team at Truman State, also 78% from the free throw line, 18 of 23. They out-rebounded Northwest by 1, 28-27. Bearcats with 9 turnovers, 14 for Truman State. And you look at totals from this one, some other things. Northwest with 28 points in the paint compared to Truman State, 16. 10 points off of turnovers for Truman. Northwest with 12. And in the bench, 19 points for Truman State off the bench and 12 for Northwest in this one. But the big total there, that 63 points put up by Truman State, 63-56 game. Northwest just couldn't quite get it done today.
That's why that outside shot is so scary.
And again, Northwest Missouri State with the loss, 63-56. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCullum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713. The post-game interview with Northwest men's head basketball coach Ben McCollum is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, located at 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Welcome back to Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State loses to Truman State this afternoon, 63-56. Joined now by the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. And, Coach, a tough second half for your team here today.
Yeah, just we got out toughed, out competed, out worked, out everything. And, you know, that's the result. You lose.
Mike Carlson with a big second half. He ends up with 29 points total. Their 6'9 player stepped out on the perimeter, and he just couldn't miss.
Yeah, it's pretty, well, I guess we couldn't make him, but you know, he wasn't guarded, and so he was able to make shots, and then he got a feel good going, and then, you know, late, we were down two, and I had just said we need to stay home, and sure enough, we helped, he popped, wide open three, and, you know, that's the story of the game. You know, Alex goes 0 for 10, I'm sure, you know, and it's not his fault, you know, I mean, he couldn't relax, I think, you know, his family was here, and they haven't come, and so he was pressing a little bit and trying too hard, and same with D'Lo, and, you know, when you don't have those two going, we don't have a lot of scoring after that, so.
Yeah, at one point early in the second half, you built up a 16-point lead, and when you look at from that point on, what were some of the main things that really transpired for your team there?
The good things, are you saying?
Well, when you built up that 16-point lead, and then you saw Truman State start to come back after that point there in the second half. What are some of the things that really turned things around for Truman at that point?
We couldn't score. We just jacked threes and couldn't make them. And that's pretty much what happened. They're not a lot. I mean, you know, you shoot threes, you get long rebounds, and then, you know, the pick and pop with him. I mean, he had, what did he have? Did he have seven threes in the second half?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, you just don't guard. I mean, that's what happens. And so he goes 7 for 8 in the second half from three. And you really can't withstand a blow when somebody scores 21 points and a half. And he's got 6 turnovers. What's so disappointing is he's got 6 turnovers. So every time that he drove, he turned it over. Literally every single time. And, you know, we've got to be better.
Now, as you look ahead, then now as far as the postseason tournament goes, I guess a couple scenarios. If Washburn loses tonight, you get a chance to be the 4 seed. But if Washburn defeats Central, then boy, it looks you face a Missouri Western Monday night. Is that the way you understand the way things look right now?
Yeah, we'll probably face Mo West Monday night. So, got 1 day break and back at it against the zone. So, you know, that's probably. You know, that's a tough matchup for us, you know, because they play that zone. And, you know, obviously if we go 0 for 10 and you know, whatever we went, then, you know, it's going to be a long night. But, you know, if we can start hitting shots again and, doing those things, then, you know, we could be okay.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, Sean.
That's the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. Again, the final score, Truman State 63, Northwest 56. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at nwmissouri.edu.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Want a few pointers? How about these three-pointers? Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcat Radio Network.
And welcome back to Bearcat Arena as we wrap up our broadcast from this afternoon. Northwest Missouri State in the men's game losing 63-56. Women winners this afternoon, 72-65. Before we talk more about that women's game, Matt, it looks like the scenarios for the Northwest men. Should Washburn lose, Northwest would be the number four seed in a bye, but should Central Missouri win in their matchup, then it really looks like, I guess, should Washburn and at that point, then Northwest will be facing Missouri Western Monday night. So, if two things, he could either be the number four seed, or he could be back here on the Monday night to face Missouri Western.
Yeah, that could be really interesting if you do have to play that first round game and get your rival in that first round game. That really could make for an interesting Monday night. But you know, the one thing we do know either way is it's tournament time. You know, the regular season's done now. You're to a point where if you do lose, no matter who or when or where you play, the season comes to an end. So, you know, for Northwest, the way the regional rankings look, if they want to get into the postseason tournament, they're probably going to have to win the MIAA tournament. So, you know, it's just a matter of how much work. Will there be three games wins needed next weekend or four games next week that will be needed?
And if Northwest faces Missouri Western Monday night, that would be a 7 o'clock tip. We'll have that beginning at 6:40. Not they get a buy into the tournament and the four seed on I believe that would be then Thursday. But, again, that's the situation for the men. For the women, things a little bit clearer right at the moment anyway with the win by Northwest. They defeated Truman State today 72-65. We know they're on the road to Joplin to face Missouri Southern on Tuesday night.
Yep, and that will be a 7 o'clock game. And, you know, I think they'd really like to avenge that loss down there earlier in the year, because I think that's one they felt they let get away that they probably should have had as a win this year. And then, you know, had that been the case, they'd be at home. But it wasn't, so they've got a chance to go down and avenge that loss, playing much better basketball than they were in that first meeting.
Yeah, I think they have to feel real good about the way they're going into the tournament, not only with the win here, but coming off a couple other good wins, but today in particular with the way they played a full 40 minutes here today.
Yeah, you know, there haven't been a lot of winning streaks this year for the Northwest women, but they're going into the postseason on a winning streak, having won three straight. Now, yes, two of those three did come here at Bearcat Arena, and they've gotten a road win or two, but they don't really have a signature road win. And today's win is a signature win over a ranked team. Now you try to get a signature road win next week when you head down to Joplin.
And again, we'll have that broadcast along the Bearcat Radio Network. 6:40 is pregame, 7 o'clock tip-off time, Northwest and Missouri Southern. That's Tuesday night. Should Northwest be the 5 seed, they would play Monday night against Missouri Western at 7. We'll have that as well, beginning at 6:40 with their pregame there. So we could have we know we'll have quite a bit of basketball next week, but could have an awful lot to start the week.
Yeah, let's hope it's either a week full or a weekend full or whatever, and there's a lot of basketball next week.
All right, again, our final scores from this afternoon. The Northwest women defeat Truman State 72-65. Meanwhile, the Truman State men defeat Northwest 63-56. For Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Arena. Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.